The Fagan family had an important link to the events of World War II. One of their family members had stormed the beaches of Normandy and returned home to raise a family and build a business. What that family did in his honor is something many people come see today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
The Fagan family has a very personal tie to the U.S. victory in Europe during World War II.
My grandpa was in World War II. He was in the 4th Infantry Division. He was on the first wave of the invasion of Normandy Beach on Utah Beach and fought through the liberation of Paris and into the Battle of the Bulge.
Evan Fagan's grandfather, Ray Fagan, earned 3 battle stars for his service during the war. Although he was in the infantry, he had taken flying lessons before the war and resumed those lessons upon his return. It was just a hobby compared to his full-time job.
He hauled livestock, and that was what he did for most of his post-Army career, and then he sold tools after that.
Evan's parents, Ron and Diane, wanted to honor Ray's service and decided to buy a vintage World War II aircraft, a P-51 Mustang. Their family enjoyed the opportunity to invest in a piece of history tied to World War II. They soon began adding to their collection.
It started with this hangar and the hangar across the ramp, which was the original one, and about 5 airplanes.
They opened this museum in 2012 here at the Granite Falls, Minnesota airport. Today, it has expanded to include several hangars and represents most of the air power in World War II.
We have the full group of training aircraft from primary training, basic training to the advanced trainers. We have all the Army Air Corps fighters. And then we have all of the aircraft that were launched off the aircraft carriers for the Navy, with the exception of a couple that are not flying today.
This is truly a remarkable collection. All of these aircraft can take to the skies or are in the process of being restored to do so. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Granite Falls, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McRae.